Hi, we're so glad that you visited the website. Our Bible lesson for this week is, Where Are the Nine? When Jesus lived on the earth, there were many people who had leprosy. This is a terrible disease that causes ulcers on the skin. If the disease is not treated in time, it can cause death. A person who had this disease was known as a leper. One day, Jesus went into a certain village. He saw 10 men standing afar off. They were lepers. They began to call out to him, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When Jesus saw them, he said to them, Go, show yourselves unto the priest. Jesus knew that they must obey the law that God had given to his people concerning leprosy. When the priest would see them, they would pronounce that the lepers were clean from their leprosy. Would these men really believe Jesus? What was going to happen to these 10 men? They started off. As they went, they became clean again. How wonderful! Jesus had done a mighty miracle in their body. What should they do now? When one of the 10 men noticed that he was healed, he turned around and came back to Jesus. He was so happy and so thankful, he fell down on his face at Jesus' feet. He glorified God with a loud voice and gave him thanks. Jesus asked him, Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Just one of the men had come back to thank Jesus for healing them. Only one gave glory to God. Is not this strange? They were all healed of the leprosy. Yet, do we not do God that way many times? Jesus has done so much for us. When he died on the cross for our sins, he did it because he loved us. He arose again so we could have everlasting life, too. Jesus does so much for us every day. Should we not be thankful to him every day also? Jesus told the one leper who came back to him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. The leper not only had thanked Jesus, but he had believed in him, too. His faith in Jesus had made him whole. Are you truly putting your faith in the Lord Jesus? His word says, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Will you not believe in him today? If you would like to learn more about the Lord Jesus, please leave your name and complete address on our website. We'll send you free Bible lessons in the mail. Thank you.